Welcome to season 3 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. We are growing and we are excited. Thank you so much to our listeners. We ask that you continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now, and we're up in our game this year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Today, we have a very special guest, the content coordinator and marketing director for Pressing Onward and Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, Mrs. Amy Durham. Now, I met Amy when she was an eighth grade teacher at a school where I had been contracted to do some coaching. This girl soaked everything up. She made it her own and really saw results from her students. I noticed her willingness to learn and her work ethic right away. I asked her to come work for me part-time to be a teacher voice and really help with some of the content, but she also naturally stepped up into the marketing arena as well. I was able to bring her on full-time last year, and she has more than delivered. Everything that looks good comes from her. She is constantly learning and growing, and I am so thankful to have her on my team. So, in this two-part series, she's going to take the reins of the podcast and give you a behind-the-scenes look at some of the roles she has become so good at, along with a really awesome resource for you guys. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some goodness from Amy.
Hey, y'all. It's Amy Durham again. I'm so glad to be back with you for another week. This week, I'm going to give you 3 strategies for creating content, and we've got an awesome freebie for you. So what exactly do I mean when I say content? Content can look like many different things in your business. Business presentations, social media posts, emails, anything that has your copy on it is content. But how do you feel when it comes to creating content? Overwhelmed? Excited? Confused? If so, I totally know how you feel. When I first started creating content for Jen, I was just shooting in the dark and hoping for a positive outcome. The content we were putting out looked good, but it wasn't resonating with our target audience. So this brings me to my first tip for content creation. Determine your target audience. I know, any entrepreneur that you've listened to, course you've taken, or book you've read has talked about defining your target audience. Although we hear this a lot, I really encourage you not to ignore this step, because if your content isn't geared towards your target audience, then it's not going to work. Always go back to what your audience needs are and create content centered around your solutions to their problems. Once you do this, things will start to click. My next step for creating content is to determine your brand style, what colors you want to use, what fonts you like, and just what you want your overall look to be. This makes it so much easier to create content quickly. As entrepreneurs, and some of you with multiple businesses, we don't have the time to spend all day creating content. If you can decide on a brand style guide from the get-go, this will save you valuable time in the future. I love using Canva for this. They even have the option to create a brand style, so you're not always having to go search for your exact colors and fonts. If you don't have a design tool, I highly recommend checking out Canva. And be consistent with this. If you decide to go with a neutral aesthetic, don't start posting graphics with bright colors on one platform and neutrals on another. Now, I'm not saying you can't mix it up and use bright colors whenever you're having a sale or you've got a special running or anything like that. I'm just saying stay consistent. The more consistent you are, the more people will start to recognize your brand. And finally, my last tip for creating content is to ask yourself, how do I want my audience to feel when they look at this? I know that may seem strange, so let me give you an example. A few months ago, we were in the process of creating our website, but struggling with the overall design. After some trial and error, we had to pause and ask ourselves, how do we want our audience to feel when they visit the website? Do we want them to feel excited and have a lot of bright colors? simplistic with neutrals, or something totally different? Well, if you know Jen, then you know her favorite place is at the beach. She feels peaceful, happy, and content there. So we specifically designed a layout, selected colors and fonts in hopes of recreating that feeling of sitting on the beach and watching the waves roll in. I know that sounds cheesy, but trust me, it works. And we love how the website turned out. Go check it out, jenkleiber.com, and see if you get the beach vibe we were going for. And finally, time for your freebie. I use a weekly content calendar to plan our emails, social media posts, and podcasts. It really helps me stay organized because without that, I'd be in a panic every day trying to remember what to post, when to post it. If you click the link in the show notes, you can download a copy of our content calendar for your business. If you find this helpful, please reach out and let me know. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this week. You can find me in our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or on Instagram at Amy Durham Designs. I hope you all have an amazing week.
So I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And you can also check out jenkleiber.com to see what we have going on at Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. We've got some awesome freebies for you there. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and download and share, and we'll be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.